Leon Rose and the Knicks continue to make moves. Amid all of the injuries that the New York Knicks are dealing with, they have been very smart with these 10-day contracts, giving them to certain players so that way the Knicks can float by and make sure they get healthy enough to add more players back. And that's exactly what Leon Rose did with this latest signing. We're going to break down exactly who the New York Knicks signed, why they did this, and what this means for the New York Knicks moving forward this season. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Leon Rose and the Knicks are still continuing to make moves amid all the injuries the New York Knicks are dealing with. With the Knicks, we already knew that the way they started dealing with all of these injuries and responding to them was signing players from their G League team to 10-day contracts. The reason they did this was to allow the Knicks to float by, hopefully win a couple of games, and get healthy and add the players back that are injured right now. But unfortunately, Julius Randle is still going to miss a couple more weeks. Mitchell Robinson, while he's running, jumping, and shooting, he's still not taking contact. So he's a couple of weeks away too. The Knicks understanding this and realizing this made a move and added Daquan Jeffries back to their roster on a 10-day contract. And in my opinion, the main reason that they did this was because Julius Randle is not ready. He was probably supposed to be ready much earlier, but the fact that he hasn't taken contact and that's taken a lot longer for him to get to, it's the reason why the New York Knicks went ahead and made this latest signing. According to Michael Scotto of Hoops Hype, the New York Knicks have agreed to a second 10-day contract with Daquan Jeffries. Jeffries has averaged 22.9 points and 5.9 rebounds for the Westchester Knicks in the G League. Chess, not checkers, folks. That's how Leon Rose is operating, and that's exactly what he's doing. Shout out to Michael Scotto, NBA insider for Hoops Hype, for giving us the following information about New York Knicks and their latest moves. Adding Daquan Jeffries is absolutely a New York Knicks type of move, especially given the injuries that they've been dealing with. The Knicks have not wanted to give a permanent roster spot to anybody as they've been dealing with these injuries. The only player that they've given that spot to really has been Shake Milton, who they got from the buyout market. And the only reason they did that was because Alec Burks and Miles McBride at the time were not being consistent enough off the bench to give the Knicks enough of a lift when Jalen Brunson was getting a rest. That's why Shake Milton was added, because there's no other reason to add another guard to a rotation that has so many guards already if you don't have confidence in your guards. That's exactly why that happened. And I anticipate at some point in time for Burks and Milton to compete for that final roster spot under Tom Thibodeau, because I think that's exactly what's going to happen, especially if Thibs opens up his rotation just a little bit and adds a 10-man rotation to the mix. We'll see what happens, but that's likely something you're going to see. Now, will Daquan Jeffries get heavy minutes? A lot of minutes. I don't think so. Especially with the Knicks getting more healthy, getting players back. We just got OG back. Hopefully, we get Randle and Mitchell Robinson back very soon. Hopefully, Hartenstein and his minutes restriction is a thing of the past soon, and he's playing more than 20 minutes. These are all things we're hoping for and we're waiting for. But in the meantime, the Knicks need a minimum amount of players on their roster in order to compete at an NBA level. And that's another reason that they signed Daquan Jeffries, is to give themselves more time to heal, get better, and get fully healthy so they can add some of the players that have been injured back to this roster. Once they can do that, these 10-day contracts will be part of the past. We won't be doing them anymore. Again, the only reason we're doing them is to make sure we have the minimum amount of players required to play NBA games and to ensure we float by with enough players so that way we win more games than we lose until we get more players back and they're healthy, fully healthy, that can help us gain chemistry as we head into the playoffs. Those are the goals for the New York Knicks right now. And Leon Rose adding Daquan Jeffries helps support these goals. They don't take away from anything because he's not going to play heavy minutes. He's probably going to play garbage time. It doesn't do anything to the current Knicks rotation or anything the Knicks want to do or be in Julius Randle and Mitchell Robinson's absence. But Leon Rose doing this is absolutely a chess move, because you do things like this when you're getting ready for a player to come back. Randle may be taking quote-unquote controlled contact. He might not be cleared yet for full contact. Mitchell Robinson, not cleared yet for full contact. If I'm Leon Rose, I'm looking at everything. I understand that my key players are still a few weeks away. And I understand that after I drop somebody off a 10-day contract, once that contract expires, it gives them a two-week reprieve in order to look at more players, look at their roster, and understand who's going to be coming back, who they're going to have, and who they're not going to have. It just gives them more flexibility. That's the main reason over everything that I just mentioned regarding why the New York Knicks did this. The Knicks signed Daquan Jeffries again to another 10-day contract to give themselves flexibility in the wake of all these injuries. And once you do that, you know the New York Knicks are getting ready and prepared to make a deep playoff push. And the way they're doing that is to make sure their guys are healthy, well-rested, and coming back as healthy as possible to contribute to this roster. Julius Randle included more than anybody else. And the main reason for that is because of an update that we heard from TNT's Jared Greenberg. And I want to go ahead and review it with you guys again today. According to Greenberg, for Julius Randle, he still needs to do significant strengthening to that shoulder and needs to gain the confidence that the shoulder will not pop out again. Since that's the case for Randle, it sounds like he's a few weeks away, and the Knicks needed to create a few weeks, and they did that by signing Daquan Jeffries. You sign Daquan Jeffries for 10 days, so you take care of 10 days. That's about a week and a half. Then after he's gone, you get 2 weeks additional. So that's basically 3.5 weeks the New York Knicks have created for themselves in order to get Julius Randle right back and as healthy as possible. That's why the New York Knicks did this. It was a smart move by Leon Rose and the New York Knicks. Chess, not checkers, and Leon Rose has been doing this all season long, not only with this 10-day contract, but with the 10-day contract that he gave Jacob Toppin, with the other moves that he did and made to add to this roster to help them get better, to help them get deeper. For adding OG, Precious Achiuwa, who has been the absolute steal of the trade deadline, Bojan Bogdanovic, Alec Burks, 2 3-point shooters that we absolutely needed. He gave the Knicks everything that we needed, gave the Knicks the wing that we've always coveted in OG Anunoby, and did so without having to sacrifice any of the first-round picks that are ours or that we own from other teams in the future. Those are boss moves. Other front offices in the past for the New York Knicks would have never been able to do this. Never would have been able to have the patience in New York, in this type of market, to do what Leon Rose did. I criticized them a lot. I was on top of him a lot. I made sure that each and every time the New York Knicks didn't do something, and I wanted them to do something, like the Donovan Mitchell situation, however, I mention it, I talk about it, and I did criticize him. But I also update things when I see things start to change, shift, and I understand exactly what he's been doing for the last few years, creating a new identity and perspective when you look at the New York Knicks. And that's what he's done. If you look at the Knicks now, not a laughingstock anymore. They're a legit contender with the pieces available to make them a serious, legit contender for years to come. Dangerous for this Knicks team under Leon Rose is an understatement, but I'll take it each and every day. Best Knicks front office and best Knicks team that I've seen in my entire life that I'm looking at right now, all in large part thanks to Leon Rose. Appreciate you, Leon. Continue doing what you need to do for New York and this Knicks team. I think I speak for a lot of people when I say today, now, we believe in you. Thank you. But what about you guys? What do you think about Leon Rose making another move by adding Daquan Jeffries to this roster? And what do you think it means for the New York Knicks moving forward this season? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.